Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 49, question 124. What is the third petition? Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, that is, grant that we and all men renounce our own will, and without gainsaying obey thy will, which alone is good, that so everyone may fulfill his office and calling as willingly and faithfully as the angels do in heaven. As we continue to look at the Heidelberg Catechism, of course, this year we've been trying to especially draw out the contribution that the questions make. But with these questions about the petitions of the Lord's Prayer, there's not too much to draw out, at least not after you've looked at one or two of them, because they're very similar. What is the third petition is almost identical to what is the second or what is the fourth. So on this occasion, we'll look instead a little bit more at the question, or at the answer, excuse me, to the question. One thing that bears noticing or highlighting here is that they use the word gainsaying, which is not a word that we use very much. But I would imagine that it would be a very useful word for parents in the congregation to tell their children to cooperate, to do what they're told without gainsaying. What does gainsaying mean? What would it look like? Well, that's when you're told what to do and you dig in your heels, you fuss, you grumble, you have a meltdown or throw a fit. Basically, you do everything you can to say, I really don't want to do what you told me to do. Now, that's not how children should obey their parents, and that's certainly not how we should obey the Lord. But sometimes that is the reality, isn't it? We know what God tells us to do. We know what we're supposed to do. And maybe we even think, well, eventually we'll get around to doing it. But not now, and not without putting up a fuss. Well, that's not doing God's will on earth as it is in heaven, because in heaven, God is obeyed promptly and cheerfully. The angels and the spirits of just men made perfect know that it's their blessedness, it's their happiness to do the will of God. So when God sends an angel on a mission, like when he told Gabriel to come and speak to Mary, do you think that Gabriel said, it's such a long way. I don't feel like it. Could I do this tomorrow? That would be gainsaying. No, Gabriel went promptly and quickly. He was glad to do it. That's how we should obey God, realizing that his will alone is good, that it's good for us, that it's our happiness to do the will of God and to do so quickly, immediately, promptly. Well, may God grant that more and more we not only eventually carry out his will, but that we carry out his will promptly.